Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. It is February 5th, 2026. We have entered a ferocious February for sure. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you here with us tonight. I'm going to say hi to a few people coming in the chat as we begin our broadcast tonight. I see Newfoundland, Canada. God bless you. Very happy to see our friends and neighbors in Canada on tonight. Newfoundlands are also very large dogs that are trained to jump into icy waters to rescue people. So fun fact, by the way. Okay, let's see. Indiana, I see. God bless you. And North Dakota and Ohio, God bless you. Tulsa, Oklahoma, otherwise known as Tulsa, Jerusalem by Clay Clark. God bless you. I see Vermont as well. God bless you. Let's see who else is coming in. Southeast Pennsylvania. I see Colorado as well. God bless you. Hello to you in the UK. Hello to our friends across the pond in England. God bless you. And hello to our international audience that is coming in. I also see East Kansas and Michigan and Baytown, Texas. God bless you. Blessings to you in England. I saw another England come in. I see Delaware as well. I see Southwest Virginia, Naples, Florida. God bless all of you. East Milton, Florida as well. Hello to you. God bless you. Minneapolis, Minnesota. God bless you in Minneapolis right now. You keep on keeping on there and you keep praying and holding down the fort for what's going on in Minneapolis. Gardendale, Alabama. North Carolina, Bynum, Texas. God bless you. Eastern Kentucky, Richmond, Virginia. God bless you guys. Let's see who else is coming in. Dutchess County, New York. Up, they're in our county. We're in Dutchess County. Hello to Deborah in Dutchess County, New York. Very happy to have you on tonight. We're in one of the most conservative counties in New York, by the way. Also, fun fact. The Arizona Mountains and Fort Worth, Texas. God bless both of you. Aurora, Colorado, I see. Rockaway, New Jersey. I know where Rockaway is. So hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. God bless you. And in Long Island, and I know I say this a lot, but God bless our Long Islanders who carry their vowels as long as God will allow them to when they speak. And we just love you for it. And we're very happy to have you on tonight. Anchorage, Alaska. Hello to our friends across the country in Anchorage. Very happy to have you with us. Ontario, Canada as well. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else. We'll do a few more people as people are jumping on. People are going, no more snow. I hear you. We're supposed to get frigid temperatures. Pray for us this weekend because it's supposed to get quite cold. I'm praying for a blast of warm air to come in, basically, and lift the temperatures up. Atlanta, Georgia, God bless you as well. And Omaha, Nebraska, hello to you. God bless you. Lodi, New Jersey, God bless you as well. And hello, Eileen in England. God bless you. I just saw you come in. And hello to everybody else. I see Portland, Oregon. God bless you. You keep holding down the fort in Portland, too. You guys are in tough territory. And just continue to pray for our viewers that are in these territories, because they are, spiritually speaking, they're difficult territories to be in. Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. God bless you in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Very happy to have you with us tonight. And hello to everybody else who is coming in, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we are going to open up in prayer as usual. We have a lot to get into tonight. Wait till you see this prophetic theme that is unfolding in events happening that don't look like they go together, but they really do. And we are going to prophetically get into it, break it down, and we are going to make sure that we expose the underbelly and the common thread of what is happening and why it's happening now on top of it. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord, and then we will get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. Father, we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sin. He willingly came to the earth to die. He was the Passover lamb. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you, Lord, that Jesus Christ made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He disarmed powers on the cross when he said, "It is finished." He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father. He victoriously took his place at the right hand of the Father, ruling and reigning forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power, your might, your truth, your presence, your conviction saturate the atmosphere, Father God, that your power and your might would go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that they would be open to being ministered to by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and go forth and minister to those who are watching tonight. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us tonight, be our front and rear guard, order our steps, order my words tonight, Father God, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, would fill my mouth, Father God, with your words. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and the team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, interference, curse, spell, incantation, any form of weaponized demonic activity or attack. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we apply the blood of Jesus Christ, we command it dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted, so they cannot carry out their plan, and every weapon destroyed by the holy fire of God, and it cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay, or the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. We are receptacles created by you, Father God, to be filled with your glory, to be filled with your word, to go forth, Father God, and accomplish your kingdom business on this earth, Father God. Lord, we praise you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you, Father God, that you are holy, you are righteous. You say, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." We say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come," that you are our shield, our glory, and the lifter of our heads, Father God. Lord, we, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we ask that you put your whole and complete armor on us this day, and that the shield of faith would go up in front of us right now to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, that every arrow the enemy and his agents are attempting to fire at us, let them be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name, Father God. And Lord, we take the sword of the Spirit in hand, which is the word of God that is living and active, Father God, and sharper than any two-edged sword. We praise you tonight. We give you all the glory in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you, I felt that prayer, those of you who have jumped on, if you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we very much would appreciate it. It's a blessing that you do that for us. And we have a lot to talk about from, because we did enter a ferocious February, and we're going to go over that prophecy, but from kidnappings to what's happening in Iran to Minnesota to Trump making a huge announcement today. We're getting into all of it. There are some connections in this that are going to blow your mind, because there is not only a common thread, but there is a prophetic theme that is running under all of these events. The timing of them is not a coincidence, and we're going to break it all down for you. So we're going to put up the first article, and we're going to be off and running. Here we go. This is from USA Today. Trump announces event to rededicate America as one nation under God. This is super important. President Donald Trump announced plans for a national prayer event at the National Mall in May to rededicate America as one nation under God during the year-long celebration of the country's 250th anniversary. Okay, this was announced today, just as we're entering February. Remember the Lord said it was going to be a ferocious February? This is one of the reasons why. This is why we are watching in the nation revolt attempt to rise, uprisings, the issues with Iran, clashes with the enemy. There's other events going on right now in the nation and in certain states and with certain individuals. The enemy does not want this nation rededicated. He does not want us to have an Ezra moment in this nation and come together as a nation and rededicate it to God and rededicate ourselves to God after Nehemiah built the ruins and helped them rebuild the area that had been destroyed and decimated. Ezra the scribe comes in and Ezra gathers the people together and they rededicate the area and their lives to the Lord. And so this is an Ezra moment we are approaching in this nation. And the enemy is livid about it. And this is why you have watched these things kick into overdrive. I didn't know he was going to announce this 5 days into February, but the Lord said it was going to be a ferocious February. This is why. Because the enemy roams about like a roaring lion, not a quiet lion, not a stalking lion. A roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And when lions roar, it is ferocious to try to instill fear and scatter the prey in that area. And everything I'm about to tell you is happening because this has been announced. And these are the intentions, and the enemy does not want this to happen. So that's how we're prefacing this tonight. We are going to go to the next article here, because this has been a sudden turn. This is very interesting. Watchdog releases scathing report on Tlaib's alleged ties to terrorist groups, warning of potential risks. The report calls on Congress and the federal government to investigate Tlaib's ties. It says a comprehensive new briefing document from a prominent nonpartisan research and policy group is sounding the alarm on serious ethical and national security concerns related to Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib and her affiliations with individuals and organizations linked to designated foreign terrorist entities. The conduct of Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, including her rhetoric, affiliations, campaign infrastructure, and ideological alignment with certain individuals and organizations, raises serious concerns about potential risks to the ethical and institutional integrity of the United States of America. Isn't it interesting that in the year approaching America's 250th anniversary, we are watching two things collide and converge. We are watching one of the greatest seasons of exposure and excavation we have ever seen in this nation. And we are also watching the president announce his intentions to rededicate the nation to Almighty God. It's not an accident these two are intersecting. This is actually quite prophetic that the great excavation and season of exposure is converging with that. Now, I'm reading this to you because this just came out today, and there is prophecy about this going back to 2023. So this prophecy is almost 3 years old, and this is what the word of the Lord says. October 20th, 2023, there shall be those in Congress who have shaken their fists at Israel, who have supported the campaign of a wicked spirit of terror, and those who have issued such is a challenge to me, says the Lord. And oh, I shall respond, says the Lord, I shall respond. The squad, because she's part of the squad, Rashida Tlaib, The squad indeed shall be scattered as chaff before the wind in a way that makes other members of this house walk circumspectly, says the Lord. For your seat shall rupture under you, and your own rhetoric shall swallow you up. For you rise in rebellion in an hour of such shedding of blood, in an hour of war, which is interesting because we're in that right now. You encourage the wicked to continue their way of blood, and for that you shall lose your voice, your influence, and your seat. For you are a plant, that's capital, says the Lord. You are a tare, T-A-R-E, that's capital, planted to corrupt the wheat, for the wheat struggles to grow in an environment that tears down life. It does not speak life or my word, that's capital. December 6, 2023, word of the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, all capitals, am truth, and my truth shall be put in the mouth of my people. Victory shall come from truth, not from outmaneuvering the enemy, for that will tire you before the finish. Truth as a sword is what shall gut the full belly of lies of the nation that they have gorged themselves on. And three in Congress and two in the Senate shall be involved in such scandal with a cover-up and with deals with nations who despise America. The draw shall come up, it shall be exposed, and Congress shall be turned over, and what is on the bottom shall come to the top, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord God, what is sacred to me, they have violated. What is sacred to me, they have defiled. And I, the Lord thy God, have allowed such occurrences for a season to fill their cup of iniquity, to reveal unto the people, so they call on Almighty God, the Lord of hosts. However, they have touched and damaged what is sacred to me, and there is a wage for such, and those wages must be paid now, says the Lord, and you shall see such occur, the wage for their grave sins. And we are watching that happen. And he said, three in Congress and two in the Senate. You've got two members of the squad already, two in hot water for scandals and fraud. So this prophecy is fast approaching its fulfillment. Praise the Lord. But because it's the great season of exposure and the great excavation, it has to be that way, because for the nation to be rededicated to the Lord, everything that's hidden has to come out first. It all has to come to light and come down on the table and be exposed, and then a rededication to the Lord occurs. So the timing of this is not an accident. It's quite prophetic and intentional. Also, coming into February, I want to lens. And with what we see shaping up in February right now, we need to understand how angry the enemy is and how extra vigilant we must be as the church. Because we did watch a January of justice. We watched what occurred in January. We watched towards the end of January, the second round, actually beginning of February, of the Epstein files come out. We watched what happened in Venezuela with Maduro. We watched justice come to the forefront in January, but it leads to a ferocious February. Why? Because you have a very wounded enemy. You have the corrupt who are very wounded right now, and a wounded animal is desperate. And this is why it the Lord put it in this order. Now, I want to say that we have to be on alert. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant. We have to be aware of what we're dealing with and the temperature of the nation right now. And we as the church cannot put rose-colored glasses on right now or blinders and look away. We have to deal with it head on as the church. Because when the Lord said ferocious February, it was February 1st, 2026, that Samantha Guthrie's mother was taken and abducted. The very first day of February. Now, how does this tie? I'll show you what's happening in the nation. But I'm going to show you an interesting tie in this to cryptocurrency in a spiritual root. You ready for this? Because there is a very interesting tie here, because the kingdom of darkness is well connected by spiritual back channels. So I'm going to show you this. On October 31st, 2008, which happened to be the year of the banking crisis, the worldwide banking crisis, Satoshi Nakamoto, which is a pseudonym, published a white paper on the cryptography mailing list describing a digital currency titled Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. He publishes this October 31st. October 31st is Halloween, one of the most important days for the occult and Satanists for ceremony, sacrifice, and the opening of portals in the spirit. What is hidden in the name directly confirms this. Let me show you this, and you'll see how I'm going to tie this to what happened with this horrific kidnapping. Satoshi Nakamoto. If you want to know who really was behind the creation of cryptocurrency for their own purposes, ready? Satoshi Nakamoto. You can spell from that pseudonym Satan and man. That's what you can spell from the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto that has to do with the creation of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Now it's going to get even more interesting. A ransom note was delivered to multiple news outlets after this woman was abducted. And please pray for this family and the safety of this woman. We actually put out a prayer, if you could share it, because we are trying to get people to pray in agreement right now to break through a spiritual embargo that is going on with that situation. But a ransom note was delivered to multiple news outlets having to do with her mother. And TMZ was one of those outlets. And what they demanded for the return of Nancy Guthrie is millions in Bitcoin. Of all things, they demand millions in Bitcoin and provided a specific Bitcoin address. And the letter included a deadline and an element of or else. So in this dark disappearance that happens February 1st, as we enter a ferocious February, it's Bitcoin being demanded because the kingdom of darkness is well-funded, well-connected, and in the realm of the spirit, it's connected by all sorts of channels that may not look like they go together, but they do. This is why cryptocurrency is involved in this. It goes back to what's hidden in the date, that October 31st date, and the founder's name, Satoshi Nakamoto, Satan and man. It goes back to this. And there's a little more to this too that I'm going to point out, because first of all, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. The Lord doesn't say money in itself is evil. The love of money, the worship of money, is the root of all kinds of evil. That's scriptural. Also, February 1st, 2026, when this happened, this horrific abduction, the cameras at her home were disconnected at 1:47 a.m. Exactly. And we are in the 47th presidency, where Trump is president, where he wants to rededicate the nation to the Lord. And we don't think these things are all connected, but they are. The spirit world is very much connected to the natural, more so than we think, that things from the realm of the spirit are constantly coming into the natural to make their presence known. Also, we are less than 30 days from Purim. I'm going to begin to show you now a common thread through all the events I'm going to discuss. And being that we are in within that 30-day window to Purim, this is a significant piece too, prophetically speaking, of why we see happen what's happening. And let me show you. You ready for this? Okay. This is the first one. Pima County is where the abduction happened, right? Pima County, Arizona. The Pima County Sheriff's Office is involved. It's Nancy Guthrie that was abducted. From this, within 30 days to Purim, entering a ferocious February, you can spell Purim, Haman, destroy. So from this, Pima County, Arizona, Sheriff's Office is involved. Nancy Guthrie is the one abducted. You can spell Purim, Haman, destroy, all within 30 days to Purim. You are going to see this common thread come up over and over and over again as we go forth. It's not an accident. It's a prophetic point in time. It's a timeline right now. It's the underbelly that we are exposing of all of this. What did Haman want? Since Haman is one of the words you can spell from the facts of what happened to Nancy Guthrie, Haman wanted the wealth of the people for their destruction. What are the abductors asking for? Bitcoin. Bitcoin, or the destruction of Nancy Guthrie. The kidnappers are asking for millions right now in Bitcoin. And I'm going to advise here, given the spiritual component, that immediately Samantha Guthrie and her family fast, that they enter a fast as much as they can right now in order to weaken this Haman destroyer element that is at work within this. There is a spiritual embargo that has to break in this. There is an element here of Haman and the decree of destruction and the destroyer going out. And I'm going to advise Samantha Guthrie and her family to enter a fast, to enter a fast like they entered in the book of Esther, to fast as much as you can for the next 3 days. This is what I'm going to advise, given what the spiritual tie and connection is between what is happening in this case and the nation right now. So this is what I'm spiritually advising. Please continue to intercede and pray for this family. It's not an accident. This is happening now, and it happened day one of February. And the Lord said it was going to be a ferocious February, and we have entered it. We're also on the brink of war with Iran as well in February. So there is a common theme that we are going to watch continue throughout this evening with all the events at hand. Now, I'm going to say this too, because I perceive it to be the Lord. When I heard about this case with the Guthries, I went to 1 Samuel 30, and it's when David comes back to Ziklag and his family's been abducted. And I will say this before I read this. What many of you lost out there, because you were distracted with other things, because you may have not been positioned correctly in your life, if you strengthen yourself in the Lord amidst the attack right now and reposition yourself, the Lord will cause you to recover all in this time, in this season. This is the time, this is the season where amongst the tumult, you will recover all if you strengthen yourself in the Lord right now and in his instruction and allow him to reposition you from where you faltered. David faltered. We're going to look at that in a minute, but this is something that I was led to put in here. And those of you that are in this situation, if you strengthen yourself in the Lord and allow him to reposition your life, you will indeed recover all in this season. And 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6 says, "Now it happened when David and his men came home to Ziklag on the third day, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev." What is one of the things bringing an outcry in this nation right now? Amalek. That spirit of Amalek. So they made a raid on the Negev and on Ziklag and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they had taken captive the women and all who were both there, great and small. They killed no one, but carried them off to be used as slaves or as pawns, like what we're watching happen right now in this horrific case with Nancy Guthrie, and went on their way. When David and his men came to the town, it was burned, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until they were too exhausted to weep any longer. Verse 5, "Now David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. Furthermore, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him, for all of them were embittered, each man for his sons and daughters, but David felt strengthened and encouraged in the Lord his God." 1 Samuel 38, 30 verse 8. David inquired of the Lord. So he strengthened in the Lord, and then he inquires of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this band of raiders? Will I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you will certainly overtake them, and you will certainly rescue the captives. 1 Samuel 30:19. Nothing of theirs was missing, whether small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything that had been taken. David recovered it all. So in the midst of tragedy, David strengthens himself in the Lord. He goes to Abiathar the priest and says, bring me the ephod. And he goes and he inquires of the Lord. In the middle of a tumult, a crisis, a tragedy, David collects himself, strengthens himself in the Lord, asks for the ephod, goes before the Lord and says, shall I pursue? And the Lord tells him, pursue, for you will certainly overtake them and you will certainly recover all. That is for this season. That is for this time. You need to take 1 Samuel 30 and you need to go back to it over and over and over again in this season. Because you know why this happened? Because David was out in the Philistine country getting ready to be the Philistine's ally and go to war with the Philistines against his own people. And it would have completely destroyed his chance at king had the Lord allowed him to do that. And he left his camp unattended. He left the women and children. He left the resources. He left the supplies because he was distracted by trying to go to the war with the Philistines against Saul. And the enemy came in. And the enemy came in like the thief he is who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord your God, come to give you life and life more abundant. John 10:10. And when David was turned away by the Lord and he blocked him being able to go to battle with the Philistines, he came back to Ziklag and he saw what had happened while he had been distracted looking the other way. Don't allow the enemy to do that to you right now. Don't allow them, because he wants to take the spoils of what God has tried to give to you. Don't look in that direction. Allow the Lord to reposition you right now, because then you will overtake and you will surely recover all. Now, praise the Lord for that. We're going to go to 2 Samuel 14:30. Now, I'm going to tell you something very interesting about this. 14 plus 30 is 44. The 44th president of our nation was Obama. Let's see what 2 Samuel 14:30 says. Therefore, Absalom said to his servant, see, Joab's property is near mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. So Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Absalom. Let me show you something interesting. Out of Absalom, you can spell Obama. That spirit is connected to this. This is not a coincidence that out of Absalom, you can spell Obama. That is quite prophetic. Absalom, I'm telling you this because this is the spirit attempting to rise and revolt in this nation right now. Absalom vandalizes and destroys property when he feels he is not getting his way and being heard. And he does it to a commander in the military. He attacks those serving the nation, serving David. Absalom sends his servants who are paid and provided for by Absalom to set Joab's field on fire in protest and destroy his resources. That's what we're watching happen in the nation right now. This is what we are watching happen. 2 Samuel 14:33. 14 plus 33 is 47, and that's the presidency we're in. So Joab came to the king and told him, then David called for Absalom. After Absalom destroys property, destroys resources, and causes a fire, David calls for him. And he came to the king and bowed his face to the ground before the king, and the king kisses him. He kissed him. The king, instead of dealing with what Absalom did, He rewarded him. David brings the man who has murdered, destroyed property, and seeks to betray him into his inner court. That's what he does. And kisses him to attempt to make peace with the very one planning his overthrow. This is the reverse, actually, of what happened between Judas and Jesus Christ in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where Judas the betrayer comes and kisses Jesus in the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, to basically identify him as the one for the Pharisees to arrest. So that's the reversal. When it comes to David and Absalom, David is actually the one who goes and kisses the one who was going to betray him, and opens the door for betrayal in his inner court, because when he does that, it plants the seeds of revolt and a coup and rebellion, and David's own inner council ends up defecting to Absalom. Ahithophel, David's high counselor, ends up defecting later on in 2 Samuel to Absalom when the coup takes place. 2 Samuel 15:1. After this, Absalom provided for himself a chariot and horses and 50 men as runners before him to elevate himself to a position of importance. Absalom assembles his own army, the defectors, his own coalition. 50, biblically speaking, has to do with the Jubilee and reversals and what is stolen being restored. So it was interesting that Absalom chose 50 men when he was looking to steal the kingdom. Now, Absalom was attempting to invoke a spiritual principle to stage a coup and overthrow the king, and it backfired. Absalom, in 2 Samuel 15:2, keeps standing at the city gate early in the day, the access point of the kingdom, to plant seeds of discord and distrust amongst the people in order to send that into the air of the nation, of the kingdom, and plant that amongst the people. 2 Samuel 15:3. Then Absalom would say to him, "See, your claims are good and right, but there is no man appointed to the king's agent to listen to you. There's no one that the king has appointed to hear you." The king has appointed no one. The king doesn't want to hear you. That's what he's telling them. The king doesn't care about the people. This is what he's planting. This is fake news. They did it back then too. They just didn't do it on a TV screen. And the king had counselors and priests and prophets. King David had counselors, priests, and prophets to hear the people's claims, to help the people. There was a system in place. Absalom was attempting to uproot the entire justice system that was put in place by David and create a system that was fraudulent and out of order. Absalom looks to create a justice system that is rooted in corruption and that is fraudulent and out of order. 2 Samuel 15:6. This is how Absalom dealt with everyone in Israel who came to the king for judgment. So they're trying to get to the king for judgment, and here's Absalom circumventing and beginning to sow those seeds. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. He stole. It was a robbery in progress of a nation, of a kingdom, and of the king's position. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. Now, I'm almost sure and positive that reports were coming to David that Absalom is at the gate, telling the people the king has no one to hear their case, making the case that he should be the one to give the people justice. David knows this. There are reports, I'm almost certain, coming back to David at what Absalom is doing. And David didn't deal with the issue. He didn't deal with the seeds of rebellion. He didn't deal with the seeds of discord. He didn't deal with the root of the issue that was occurring in the nation. He allowed it to continue and grow, and those seeds of discord and rebellion that were planted, David did not immediately uproot and destroy, and this is why it turned into a coup. This is a warning. for the administration right now. This is a warning because this spirit of Absalom is the one attempting to rise in revolt and then will stage a coup in the nation. 2 Samuel 15, verses 7 through 8. And after 4 years, Absalom said to the king, "Please let me go and pay my vow, which I have made to the Lord at Hebron. For your servant made a vow while I lived at Geshur in Syria," which was the area of Aram. "If the Lord will in fact bring me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord." He's lying. He's now implicated Almighty God in a lie. He's saying, "Oh, I said if the Lord would bring me back to Jerusalem, I would serve him." He's got no intentions of serving the Lord. This is all lip service, and this is all a lie to try to get David to trust him. So for the timeline here, Absalom returns to the kingdom after being away for 2 years, after he murders his brother Amnon for what he did to his sister Tamar. He runs away to the king of Geshur, who's his grandfather, and he stays there 2 years. He returns with the help of Joab, who was his accomplice in the coup. So he returns to the kingdom after 2 years with the help of Joab, who was a high military commander. I am telling you right now, and I'm feeling this by, and I could, it's been dropped in my spirit by way of the Holy Spirit. There is a Joab, a high military commander within the Trump administration that is helping to plan a coup. There is a Joab that is in that administration right now, and that Joab is going to be exposed when they go to begin the coup. It's all going to come out in the public, all of it. But that is moving about right now, because where there's an Absalom, there's a Joab. Always, when there's an Absalom, there's a Joab. After he returns after 2 years to the kingdom, 4 years after that, 4 years later, this circumventing was allowed to happen another 4 years by David. He allowed Absalom to begin to put his plan in motion over a four-year period. After 4 years, Absalom approaches the king. That's when he approaches him. So this is 6 years after the initial trouble began with Absalom, that this plot for the coup begins to take effect. 6 years. It is 6 years between the 2020 election and what happened, and 2026. We are in the sixth year from what has happened. It was the sixth year that Absalom rose in revolt, rebelled, and staged a coup. We are in that year. Six is also the number of man, and it's a number also that's associated with the spirit of Antichrist and rebellion, biblically speaking. So this is not an accident. You are watching all of this arise 6 years after what happened in the 2020 election. It was the sixth year that Absalom revolted. Now, keeping this in mind, everything I've just said, now you're going to begin to see the pattern. Now we're going to begin to really expose it. Let's put up the Fox News article, please. Massive Minnesota fraud case puts AG Keith Ellison under microscope as climate ties resurface. Ellison has defended partnerships with NYU and Cher Edling for climate litigation. A sweeping fraud scandal is putting Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison in the spotlight, reviving questions about his controversial ties to progressive environmental causes. Ellison, who has served as Attorney General since 2019 after more than a decade in Congress, has long drawn conservative criticism for aligning his office with left-wing priorities, from climate litigation to political fights over immigration enforcement. Now, with a federal investigation underway into what prosecutors allege was a massive scheme to siphon taxpayer funds meant to feed children during the COVID-19 pandemic, Ellison is facing intensified attention, and his long simmering controversial environmental ties are back under a harsher spotlight. Now we're going to start the pattern here. Ready? Ready for this? Okay. Massive Minnesota fraud case puts AG Keith Ellison under microscope as climate ties resurface. These are the headlines. From this, you can spell COVID pandemic, which is interesting because that was in the article, Purim Haman, decree of destruction, reversal, and assassination attempt. So this comes out within 30 days of Purim. And from what's happening here, Purim Haman, decree of destruction, reversal, assassination attempt. You're going to see this come up a lot too, by the way, in this. This is not an accident. This is a prophetic pattern, being that we are headed towards Purim 2026 that is also marked by a blood moon. And we have watched all of this occur between two Purims, 2025 and 2026, both marked by blood moons. Now we're going to put up the next article for you. You're going to begin to see a pattern, I promise you. U.S. positions aircraft carriers strike platforms across Middle East as Iran talks shift to Oman. Interesting. Military buildup includes platforms that could support variety of potential strike options, defense expert says. The U.S. military has bolstered its presence across the Middle East amid escalating tensions with Iran as nuclear talks were thrown into uncertainty Wednesday before being moved to Oman. U.S. and Iranian officials have been expected to meet Friday in Istanbul with several Middle Eastern countries participating as observers. The agreement to move forward with this happened only after several Arab country leaders lobbied the Trump administration today, making the case the U.S. should not walk away, the source says. Okay, you now have Arab countries applying the pressure for compromise with a regime that Almighty God has determined disaster against. You have these Arab nations lobbying the Trump administration into compromise with Iran. We are now approximately 29 days from Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon. The Book of Esther involving Purim took place in Iran. This is where we are on the brink now of war, less than 30 days out from Purim. And you've got Arab countries trying to whittle the Trump administration down into compromise. I'm not just saying go in and bomb every country, but they are trying to whittle them into an area of compromise with Iran that has never worked. It doesn't work because they serve a false principality and a false god, and the prince of Persia, the principality that Daniel dealt with, is the principality now that the Trump administration is up against. It's that principality. It's Haman. It's Amalek. This is what they are up against. So let me show you so you can see the pattern here. U.S. positions aircraft carriers strike platforms across Middle East as Iran talks shift to Oman. There it is. You know what you can spell from this? Purim, decree of destruction. Haman, Esther, pride, assassination, Persia, and demons, the prince of Persia. This is what you can spell. Isn't that interesting that these are similar? You can spell very similar words from both these events, as well, hold on here, as from what's going on with Nancy Guthrie. Purim, Haman, destroy. Interesting, right? Purim, decree of destruction, Haman, Esther, pride, assassination, Persia, demons. Purim, Haman, decree of destruction, reversal, assassination, attempt. Do you see the pattern? Do you see the pattern that's forming? That these are all connected to this prophetic time, to this prophetic timeline having to do with Purim, Haman, decrees of destruction, reversals, and assassinations. That is the common thread we are going to continue to watch unfold as we go forth right now. So, and I will say this, I'm going to strongly encourage everyone going to these talks in Oman. everyone from the Trump administration to fast and pray starting today until those talks happen. I would strongly encourage them. And if you know somebody in the administration that's going, please tell them this, to fast and pray starting today. The president, Marco Rubio, and company, whoever is going, you need to do this. These talks are in Oman. You are going into their territory to try to negotiate with them. You are going into the territory of the Middle East. That's not Israel. Oman, which is next to the United Arab Emirates. And this is where you are going to attempt to negotiate from. Let me just show you what's on the flag of Oman. Because the flag of Oman has a very interesting design on it. Once again, it's got the same colors as the horses of the Book of Revelation. The white horse, the red horse, the green horse. It's got similar colors, but it's got crossed swords over a dagger. I want you to listen to this carefully. The country that they're headed to, its flag contains crossed swords over a dagger. Swords and a dagger. This is where the meeting and the talks have now been moved to. 1 Samuel 17:45-47. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down, and I will give you to the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day, to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Verse 47. "And that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." He's going to a place where sword and dagger, or spear, whatever you want to call it, is on its flag. You come at me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. What David was telling them is that they're coming at him with physical weapons to kill him, and he knows it. "But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts," the highest name, the name above all names, "the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." This is connected to those meetings. This is why we have to pray. That's connected. It got suddenly moved to that country. I am telling you, we need to intercede and pray. And they need to go from a position of 1 Samuel 17:45-47 and understand that what is on this country's flag is a red flag for the administration. So just continue to intercede and pray, because where did the Philistines reside? They resided in the Middle East. Where was their supposed position of strength? In the Middle East. That's where the Philistines resided. This is where now the Trump administration is going for talks with Iran, to their position of strength. Not our position of strength, their position of strength. They're literally going to deal with Goliath. They're going into Philistine territory to deal with Goliath, and they have to go on the grounds of covenant. If they are going to go into these meetings to accomplish anything, they have to go from the grounds of covenant and understanding it. Let's put up the next article, please. Wait till you see this. I'm telling you, there's a pattern. Rubio confirms Iran demanded venue change for nuclear talks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Iran requested to hold discussions with the U.S. in another location after allegedly agreeing to meet in Turkey. Iran requested the regime, they requested the venue change. And that could have been from the Holy Spirit right now, what I just said, knee-jerk reaction. Iran requested a regime change. I would remember that got said. So Iran is the one that's requesting the venue change. It says, Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed on Wednesday that Iran requested to change locations for talks with its U.S. counterparts following several reports on the matter. We thought we had established forum that had been agreed to in Turkey. It was put together by a number of partners who wanted to attend and be a part of it, Rubio said when taking questions from reporters on Wednesday. Iran demanded the venue change. They are the ones that asked for this. Mr. Marco Rubio, I know you already know this, but you are dealing with a mortally wounded animal right now that is seeking to harm the leaders of the United States, including you, Marco Rubio, because you are anointed for high leadership in this land. Marco Rubio, you are anointed for high leadership in this land, and this is a mortally wounded beast, and this is a weakening principality that is looking and seeking to harm leaders of the United States right now in the administration. And let me show you. Ready? Here we go. Rubio confirms Iran demanded venue change for nuclear talks. Guess what you can spell from it? Haman, Amalek, ambush, demons. This guy keeps coming up, and this keeps coming up. Haman keeps coming up in almost all of these. Haman is the one that set the decree of destruction for the ambush. He came from the line of Amalek. This is who is working behind this. These are the principalities and powers you are dealing with in this. This is a common thread that is running through all of these. Now, let's go to the next article, and you're going to see it continues. You're going to see these threads of Haman and Absalom and Purim and assassinations and ambushes is going to continue. Trump's Iran threats face Obama red line test as White House pivots to diplomacy. U.S. forces shot down Iranian drone at a naval build as the naval buildup continues. For weeks, President Donald Trump has promised the Iranian people that, quote, help is on the way, while positioning a massive U.S. naval armada with striking distance off the Iran's coast within that. But as the White House pivots towards a diplomatic summit in Istanbul Friday, which now has been changed to Oman, analysts warn the president may face a growing credibility test if threats are not followed by action. By threatening, quote, speed and fury against a regime accused of killing thousands of protesters, Trump has drawn a red line, one that analysts say echoes President Barack Obama's 2013 warning over serious use of chemical weapons. Obama ultimately chose diplomacy over military strikes, a decision critics said weakened U.S. credibility and emboldened adversaries, while supporters argue it avoided a broader war and succeeded in removing large portions of Syria's chemical arsenal. Trump now faces a similar debate as he weighs whether to enforce his own warnings against Iran. Let me show you. Ready for this? Trump's Iran threats face Obama red line test as White House pivots towards diplomacy. Out of this, you can spell Absalom, rebellion, Purim, Haman, assassination. Out of this and out of all of these, you keep being able to see the same prophetic theme. And within Absalom, hold on, you can spell Obama. So this is the spirit that they're dealing with. It's one of them. You've got Prince of Persia. You've got that spirit of Absalom and revolt and rebellion attempting to rise. But this is what you can spell from this. Absalom, rebellion, Purim, Haman, assassination. These guys keep coming up over and over again. He's come up a bit too. But this is a common theme that keeps coming up over and over and over again in every single article that we have looked at, in every single event we have looked at. It is all tied together in the realm of the spirit, because we're less than 30 days from Purim, and this is when all of this is coming to a crescendo. God has determined disaster against the regime of Iran. He has determined disaster against them because the blood of the innocent cries out before the throne of God, as did the blood of Abel. And they are dealing with a mortally wounded animal and a principality of the prince of Persia that is looking to withstand and block events from occurring. And the fact that Haman and Purim and assassination and Absalom keep coming up over and over and over again in these events shows you they are connected, because the enemy looks and seeks at the same time in different parts of the nation and other nations of the earth to purposely cast timelines that are similar in nature, in order that if one collapses, he's cast a bunch over here that he can try to exploit. This is why we're watching revolt and rebellion attempt to rise in the nation now. This is why we saw another government shutdown happen now. Remember, when Absalom revolts, exposure happens. When Absalom revolted in the nation, he got exposed and he fell. So as you're watching these revolts and rebellion rise, it's because there is exposure happening in the nation, because there is a coup being set, because there is a Joab within the administration that wants to help that spirit of Absalom accomplish that coup. And now, less than 30 days out from Purim, where Purim in the book of Esther took place in Iran, the regime of Iran now, a divine reversal we're beginning to watch happen, because disaster has been determined against that regime. Why? Because it's attached to that spirit of Haman and decrees of destruction that went out, that are bringing forth divine reversals. We are watching this in New York City happen. We have watched Zoram Mamdani, a man with Haman hidden within his name, raised up between two blood moons, both marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. Now suddenly exposure happens. Surprise! His family's tied to the Epstein files. This is all happening at the same time, because the realm of the spirit is that intertwined with the natural. And I'm telling you, the Lord said ferocious February, because this year, the countdown to Purim is just that. It is ferocious. It is aggressive. And we are literally watching that happen. You can actually spell madman from Mamdani's last name, by the way. You can actually spell, we're putting out a short about that, so look for that. But you can spell madman from that. These things are all happening at once. Now, why as a whole? Because President Trump's desire is to rededicate the nation to God and bring the nation into an Ezra moment. He's trying, even though he may not understand it all, even though he may not be as well-versed in the scriptures as some of us, he, as a Jehu, is trying to bring the nation back from the house of Jezebel and Ahab. And he's trying to bring the nation into an Ezra moment to rededicate the nation to Almighty God. And this is why you're watching the enemy bring a ferocious outcry in this time. Because he does not want that rededication to happen. And now that President Trump has announced this, you need to seriously continue to intercede and pray for the life of this man and the life of his sons and Marco Rubio and others. Because the enemy is desperate to derail this rededication. Now he's deploying the Sanballats and the Tobias. That's why I warned about the Nehemiah 6 moment. I didn't even know President Trump was going to do this. And I started sounding the alarm last week about Nehemiah 6, where Sanballat and Tobiah try to make an ambush. They create a meeting to invite Nehemiah to, where they plan to kill him. And the Lord exposes it to Nehemiah, and he says, I can't come down because I'm doing a great work for the Lord. That should be President Trump's, his slogan until May, when it comes to meetings, because they're going to try to ambush him, and they're going to try to ambush Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth and others. They're going to try to create a Sam Ballant and Tobiah moment where they create a meeting that's not really a meeting at all. It's an ambush. In fact, in some of these tonight, the word ambush was spelled, and I think it was the last one, and I'm going to check this real fast. Yep, with Rubio. Rubio confirms Iran demanded venue change for nuclear talks. Haman, Amalek, ambush. Haman, Amalek, ambush. That Nehemiah 6 moment comes before the Ezra moment and the rededication. So sometime between now and May, you are going to see that Nehemiah moment happen. You are going to watch it happen in the nation. Pray that President Trump and his team have the discernment to discern that that particular meeting is an ambush. And they go, we can't come because we're here doing a great work for the Lord. Intercede and pray for that. We as the church have the power through Christ Jesus to expose this. To expose this. So intercede and pray. Praise the Lord. I felt that. For sure I felt that. Okay. If you could stay on, we have some really important announcements. One of them is for a position at Ark of Grace. So we want to make sure that everybody hears this. But first of all, we have a new Instagram for Ark of Grace Sanctuary. So we have TikTok and Facebook, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, but on Instagram now we have an Ark of Grace Sanctuary page. If you can please go and subscribe and follow it. We will be putting all content about the animals up on there too. It's at Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Instagram. We're going to put up our social media handles for you as well. If you could follow us on these social media platforms, we would very, very much appreciate it. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok is Ark of Grace Ministries. Telegram is at Ark of Grace News. Truth Social is Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88 for the ministry and Ark of Grace Sanctuary for the sanctuary. And X is at Amanda Grace _ AOG. We are also on bbsradio.com is Ark of Grace Ministries. We're on the Faith and Freedom Network as well. And we are on pray.com as Amanda Grace, Ark of Grace Ministries. We also have an app. You can search Ark of Grace in your app store. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. We go live on the app as well, and we post all content on the app as well. So, yep, you can download our app for free, enable the notifications. We do send out push notifications as well. Also, we are looking, if you are in the tri-state area, if you're in New York or Connecticut, we are looking for a sanctuary manager. So we are looking to hire a sanctuary manager to help run the entire Ark of Grace Sanctuary. We did have a manager, but she had a baby, and she's having a wonderful life raising her little one, and we just bless her, and we're so happy that her and her husband had a baby. But we need a sanctuary manager. We have a wonderful assistant manager right now, but we need a manager. And so if you are interested and you have a resume and you have experience with horses and livestock and all sorts of animals, please send your resume to hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. We would love to take a look at it. So we are in need of that right now. So if you could please, if you are interested, just email us there. I promise you, we will get your resumes. Praise the Lord. A couple of other things before we end tonight. Let's put up Andrew Sorcini. Gold and silver actually took a slight dip, so now is actually a really good time. If you are looking to invest in gold and silver, now is a good time to do that. He also deals with gold IRAs. He loves hearing from our Ark of Grace family, so you can text Andrew at 310-433-3524. You can email him, andrew@bh-pm.com, or you can go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, find bh-pm, and click on the landing page. His team and himself as well are knowledgeable in all things gold and silver, and Andrew loves to hear from you. There is no minimum. He has been looking for creative ways to help our Ark of Grace family, so please just give him a call. Now is probably a really good time if you're looking to invest some more to do that. Also, QE Strong. We're going to put them up, and then we will talk about these wonderful patches. Yes, we have used the pain patches on Toby. So these are not only Toby approved, but they do help with pain relief. They have patches for anxiety. They have patches having to do with allergies to help with that. They have a keto boost patch. This is basically non-pharmaceutical ways to deal with issues that affect us basically in life. And they have scripture verses, these patches. Literally, I don't know how they do it, but they do. It's written into the patches. So it is a wonderful way that if you're looking for an alternative therapy to try, they also have red light therapy. They have a portable red light wand that you can take with you anywhere. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC, they will give you a discount. Praise the Lord. I think this is where we are going to end for tonight. I know we went through a lot of information tonight, but praise the Lord, we got through it all. Thank you to our moderators and our team as usual. We will be now, if something happens over the weekend, of course, we will be back on. But we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week, and most likely we will be back on Monday. So we will announce, though, as usual. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We like to encourage you in the word as we end. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. It is not, and we have to understand that. We have, as well, Psalm 91. I say that every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Powerful, powerful Psalm. The Word of God is living, active, and current for every generation. And we have to understand that speaking it into the vein of situations begins to change the trajectory of those battles and situations in our lives. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. As well as Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Because Jesus gave his disciples that prayer, which was straight spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God, and we should be incorporating it into our prayer life. Also, Hebrews chapter 11, an amazing chapter on faith. I'm also going to give you Isaiah 54, 17 as we close. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall and will be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness comes from the Lord. So take that, speak that scripture as well. Powerful, powerful scripture in Isaiah. So praise the Lord. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. You have a wonderful weekend. Already in Israel, it's past midnight. So Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters who are going to celebrate Shabbat. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Pray for us here. We're supposed to get wind chills near negative 20. Me and the sanctuary team, we're making a plan in order to keep the animals safe. So please keep us in prayer. If you go to the Ark of Grace Sanctuary Instagram, there is a link tree that has the Amazon wish list and other ways you can help. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless you. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. Maha is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.